Federal control of public lands is a hot-button issue, one that's gotten hotter as the West continues to grow. It's been building a long time, and it's not going to go away soon. There's a foreboding threat of violence in the protest known as the Sagebrush Rebellion. This is an issue we need to study and resolve. It began with the Great Migration of the 1800s, which brought so many people to the West Coast and the most hospitable regions of the West. But there's lots of wild land that was passed over by our forefathers on their way here. Some of it still remains empty and undeveloped. These lands are under the control of the federal government, usually the Bureau of Land Management or the U.S. Forest Service. Pressure has been building to develop these lands, but at the same time, the environmental movement has been pushing to preserve them and keep human development out. Politically, the Democrats have always supported maintaining federal control, while the Republicans have long spoken for transferring control to local governments. The positions are hardening. The Republicans are going to bring it up in their 2016 platform. They'll be pushing for transferring federal lands to the states, and the Democrats are going to call for continuing federal control of public lands. The Democrat platform seems to conform with the environmental movement. It says federal control will protect natural and cultural resources, increase access to parks and public lands, and it'll protect species and wildlife. So a confrontation is brewing. The environmentalists have pretty much had it their way for the last 40 years. They've stopped dams from being built, they've kicked the cattle out of the high country, and they've prevented new mining. I really hope we can find a balance between these two positions. Some land needs protection and preservation. Some resources need to be managed on a regional level. Look how water from snowstorms in Colorado are now used to grow people in Las Vegas and Los Angeles and crops in the Imperial Valley. Changing those uses now so the water could stay in Colorado just isn't possible. However, when the king owns the forest and uses a heavy hand to control his peasants, well, we know the outcome of that story. I'm Len Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.